And welcome to Open for Business. I'm Ted Robertson hosting today. I have two very special guests raising their hands saying, we're here. We're open for business. Come see us. Let's do business together. That would be AJ Frasca and Christina Frasca, a name I know you'll recognize, the wonderful Paninos. Three operations here in the Springs, and I think you've got one up in Fort Collins, too.
Yes, we do.
You guys are a busy family.
Yes, we all just love Paninos and running restaurants, so we all kind of just have one.
Yeah, and you know, I love the enthusiasm in your voice, Christina. So we're going to start with you. Let's talk about you a little bit. Were you pulled into the business by the family and it became a love, or do you have it in your DNA?
I think it's in my DNA. I went to college to kind of get away from restaurants, and then I just ended up going right back in. I managed a couple of restaurants up in Fort Collins and just felt it in my blood that I needed to come back down here. So I came back down here with my husband, Bobby, and we started taking over the downtown location for my dad, trying to get him just able to retire and have some fun eventually.
Eventually, so, yeah.
DNA for sure.
So that is the location that's down on Tejon and Willamette.
Yes.
And that one's been open since 1974, is that right?
Yes. Me and AJ's grandparents opened it in 1974, and then it just kind of trickled down. Now we're getting into third generation.
Wow. That's way cool. AJ, you are working the location up at Constitution and Powers. That's on the east side of town, one of the newest locations, or the newest location, right? Been 5 years there?
Correct. Yep. Been open 5 years, and fortunate to be able to help retire my dad already from the A Street location as well. That was opened in 82.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the one that I get to visit more than I get to visit the others. I have become a fan of the Paninos Club. So speaking of your menus, you guys are doing some special stuff in the middle of the COVID crisis. Who wants to take that one and start?
I think we can work together on that because that's what we've been doing since this whole thing started. We're family. We're in three different buildings, but we have been on the phone every day. Christina, Bobby, and I, and Uncle Mike, and our managers, Patrick at the A Street store, and Brandon at the East Side location. We sit down and are brainstorming on what we're doing and how we're going to do it, and kind of all got together and came up with a thing to what the community was wanting, and that is a pizza kit. It is something you can take home, make it at home, and then bake it and eat it fresh out of your own oven. Christina and I were really wanting to hammer home something that the kids could have to do. Christina, you want to kind of give them the idea of that?
Yeah, we put together the kit because we wanted to create something fun for the kids to do at home while they're out of school and kind of give them something other than just playing video games or anything like that, just a new something. So we recorded a YouTube video to teach the kids how to cook, just so that it's interactive and we're kind of feeling like we're teaching them something. So it's our way of giving back to the community and sharing just a lesson plan while all the kids are out of school.
Very fun. And, you know, we're fighting the clock as always. We've got about 30 seconds left. Okay. I know you guys are doing takeout and curbside delivery as well. What's the best website to find you on?
If you visit all of our websites, we have a link to our Chow Now or Grubhub that you can deliver from.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So we can get Paninos right at home.
Paninos.com.
Paninos.com it is. To you both, Christina and AJ Frasca, congratulations. You guys have the spirit. You're going to pull through this. I know the community is going to support you because I know that you support the community as well. Look forward to talking with you again not too long from now.
Thank you
so much. Thanks for thinking of us, and thanks to the community and whoever's listening. We can't do it without them.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.